This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet celebrates its 30th anniversary with a few musical firsts on its new release titled Interchange. This is the quartet's first concerto recording, and it's the debut release for the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, which is led by David Amato. This new recording features one of the first concertos ever written for guitar quartet 45 years ago, as well as one of the newest, composed in 2008 specifically for the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet and recorded here for the first time. The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet pays tribute to their mentors Los Romeros by opening their new recording with Rodrigo's Concierto Andaluz. Rodrigo composed this concerto to mark the 10th anniversary of Los Romeros in 1965. It was Pepe Romero who first brought the LAGQ together. At that time, four guitar students at the University of Southern California who were known then as the USC Guitar Quartet. In 1982, this young quartet was selected to perform in a masterclass for Joaquin Rodrigo himself. Rodrigo's Concierto Andaluz has long been in the repertoire of the LAGQ, so it's fitting that it be included on their first concerto recording. While this work sounds as if it's quoting well-known Andalusian folk melodies, all of the music comes directly from Rodrigo's pen. Strummed chords and cascading scales open the lively tempo in the first movement. At times, the string accompaniment imitates the sounds of castanets, which may be a personal reference to Celedonio Romero's wife, Angelita, who was an accomplished castanet player, and she frequently joined Los Romeros on stage for encores. The moving adagio is the heart of this work. A wistful melody is passed around the quartet and echoed by the winds. The climax occurs as the four members of the LAGQ perform an intricate and technically challenging cadenza that wasn't included in the first edition of the concerto. Rodrigo added it later at their request. The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet first met the Assad brothers, Sergio and Odair, about the same time they played for Joaquin Rodrigo in that masterclass at USC. As a brilliant guitar duo, the Assads became a role model for the LAGQ, who were always seeking to explore new musical territories. Sergio Assad has since composed several works for the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, including the concerto titled Interchange, which appears on this new release. The title of this piece comes from the four-level interchanges in downtown Los Angeles. Since all of the members of LAGQ live in Los Angeles and they spend a lot of time on the road, Sergio Assad envisioned each of them being on their own musical highway. Each of the four movements represents the personality of an individual member of the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. The first movement, called Sephardic Passage, was written for Bill Kannengeiser, whose musical passion spans everything from early music to world music. We hear a blending of Renaissance-type dances in this movement with Hebraic melodies to emphasize Bill's Jewish heritage. The second movement, Gypsy Slopes, is for Scott Tennant, a tremendous fan of flamenco. Tennant also has family roots in the former Yugoslavia, so here the composer mixes Spanish traditional themes with Balkan music. The cadenza is pure flamenco, allowing Tennant to really strut his stuff as the other LAGQ members back him up. The fourth movement highlights John Dearman's love of Brazilian music. Foro Blues Detour features a type of rhythm from the northeast of Brazil, which is very similar to American blues. John's solo cadenza stretches the possibilities of the seven-string guitar through a traditional Brazilian choro. For the past 30 years, the LAGQ has been breaking new ground for the medium of the guitar quartet, recording everything from Baroque to Tango, even John Philip Sousa. On Interchange, they once again show their flair for interweaving various musical styles into their own unique sound. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.